from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. defense officials say an Islamic State operative captured by American Special Forces last week is a key figure in the militant group's chemical weapons program, where new gas attacks by the terror group were reported today. The man, suspected of being the chemical weapons chief, was reported detained last week, but the link to chemical weapons was not disclosed until now by defense officials who requested anonymity. He was captured during raids by a U.S. expeditionary targeting force assigned to gather intelligence and identify high-ranking IS leaders. Officials in Iraq told VOA Wednesday that Islamic State fighters fired rockets loaded with mustard gas, also known as sulfur mustard, into a town north of Baghdad late Tuesday and early Wednesday. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden today condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians that came as he visited Israel, saying there can be no justification of this hateful violence. Speaking alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Biden called the deadly stabbing of American on Tuesday a heinous terrorist attack. He said civilized leaders cannot see the violence as appropriate.
There can be no justification for this hateful violence. And the United States stands firmly behind Israel's right to defend itself, as we are defending ourselves at this moment as well. That's why we've done more to help bolster Israel's security than any other administration in history.
Biden called for progress on Israeli-Palestinian peace, saying the work toward a two-state solution is not easy, but that the current violence and retribution must end. U.S. and Somali forces have attacked an al-Shabaab base west of Mogadishu, the second U.S. attack on the group in 5 days. A U.S. official confirmed today's raid was a joint effort. This is VOA News. Now, United Nations Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura says substantive talks on a political transition in Syria are expected to begin Monday and will not last beyond March 24th. He commented from Geneva today as the second round of proximity talks between the Syrian government and the opposition formally opened, although the key players had not yet arrived. The UN attributed some delays to logistical arrangements and said delegations were expected to arrive over the course of the next few days. When the talks are fully underway, the focus will be on new governance, constitutions, and elections, the future elections in 18 months' time, according to de Mistura. He said that the issues concerning next week's talks have to be worked out as far as humanitarian and ceasefire issues. Thousands of migrants from Syria and other countries are now stranded in Greece, blocked from their goal of reaching northern Europe after Macedonia closed its border Wednesday. Macedonian police closed the border one day after Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia declared their borders closed to almost all transiting migrants, with exceptions being made only for asylum seekers. These actions effectively closed the so-called Balkan route that many migrants have taken to reach wealthier nations in Western Europe. The UN Special Investigator on Torture finds lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people are at particular risk of ill treatment, particularly in places of detention. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva.
UN Special Investigator Juan Mendes says there is a clear link between the criminalization of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender relationships and the hate crimes, police abuse, violence, and stigma these groups face.
These categories of inmates are disproportionately subjected to torture and other ill treatment, both in penal and non-penal settings. There are at least 76 countries in the world that have laws criminalizing consensual same-sex relationships between adults, even in private.
Mendes says gender-based violence occurs in all regions of the world, in developing and developed countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr has announced the death of the so-called fifth Beatle, producer Sir John Martin, at age 90. Starr posted the news on Twitter. British Prime Minister David Cameron tweeted a tribute early Wednesday, calling Martin a giant of music. Of course, the Beatles. One of the key bands in the worldwide rock and roll movement of the 1960s. Martin was a classically trained musician who signed the four young Beatles to a contract in 1962, considered essential to their success and a big loss. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.